treasurer, deputy, comptroller.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. It's our CGO session. Today is September 15th, 10:00 a.m. Today is day 9. Prayer, please. Congressman Keane, will you say our morning prayer?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. I ask that you please watch over our mourners. We have a lot of families suffering. We ask that you give them comfort in this time of need. We ask that you please guide us as we lead the Osage people and try to make good decisions. I ask that you please just watch over our loved ones and just protect us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton. Congressman Keane.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Speaker Goodfox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Congressman Tillman. Thank you, Congressman.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
This is just a typo. There should be a line between ONCA 2294 and ONCA 2295.
There are different pages on the clerk's document. We'll double check it, though.
Speaker, motion to approve the minutes is amended. The journal is amended.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Motion carries. And if our minutes for tomorrow could reflect that Congressman Hamilton is absent today due to a family member passing, and just everyone keep his family in your prayers, please. Next item on the agenda is reports of select committees. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, listening audience, Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment met yesterday to consider Bill Number ONCA 2279, an act to amend 11 ONC subsection 4-102 of the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund to include an annual career tech assistant grant for students attending technical schools and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. Final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Keene and Big Horse. Hamilton was absent.
Continue, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Rules also looked at Bill Number ONCA 2280, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund Act 11 ONC subsection 3-103 to create and define a new career tech assistance grant category and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed. Voting yes was Keene and Big Horse. Hamilton was absent. That's all. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is reports of standing committees. Congressman Keene.
Thanks, Speaker. Government Ops would like to report out Bill Number ONCA 22-95, an act to provide the appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and establish an alternate effective date. The sections we passed out were as follows. Section 20, Editorial Board. Section 22, Election Board. Section 23, Election Office. Section 26, Fitness Center Fairfax. Section 27, Fitness Center Hominy. Section 28, Fitness Center Pawhuska. Section 42, Law Enforcement. Section 47, Osage News. Section 50, Senior Housing Fairfax. Section 51, Senior Housing Pawhuska. Section 58, Tribal Development. Section 59, Utility Authority Board. And Section 65, Wildland Fire. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. 6 yes votes, Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, Shaw. The Government Operations Committee would also like to report out Bill Number ONCA 22-99, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $40,679,250 for the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program from Telecommunications and Information Administration Funds for Broadband and establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with 6 yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, and Shaw. The Government Operations Committee would like to report out Bill Number ONCA 22-98. This is an act to prohibit anonymous donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The final committee action was due pass with 6 yes votes from Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, and Shaw. Finally, the Government Operations Committee would like to report out Bill Number ONCA 22-87, an act to place limitations on the campaign donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. 6 yes votes were Keene, Lemon, Big Horse, Maker, Redcorn, and Shaw. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. We are still on reports of standing committees. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone, members of Congress, Assistant Chief Walker, Culture Committee report from September 14th. Bill number ONCA 22-95, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Speaker, do I need to read all the sections?
If you would, please.
Okay. Let's see. I think this printout is. Again, due pass with amendments, starting with Section 14, Cultural Center, Section 15, Cultural Donations, Section 35, Historic Preservation, Section 41, Language Department, Section 44, Museum, Section 48, Osage War Memorial Board, and Section 57, Tribal Cultural Advisors Committee. The yes votes coming from Tillman, Shaw, Big Horse, Maker, Stabler, and Redcorn. Next, bill number ONCA 22-104, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse Village Committee Fund in the amount of $125,000 for fiscal year 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Shaw, Big Horse, Maker, Stabler, Redcorn, and Tillman. Next, ONCA 22-106, an act to provide an appropriation to the Hominy and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $406,720 for fiscal year 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action is due pass with yes votes from Shaw, Big Horse, Maker, Stabler, Redcorn, and Tillman. Next was ONCA 22-75, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Speaker Goodfox, co-sponsor was Congressman Maker. Final committee action was due pass. Yes votes coming from Shaw, Big Horse, Maker, Stabler, Redcorn, and Tillman. Lastly, ONCA 22-81, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shaw. Co-sponsors were Speaker Goodfox and myself. Final committee action is due pass. Yes votes coming from Shaw, Big Horse, Maker, Stabler, Redcorn, and Tillman. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is introduction of bills or resolutions. Seeing none. The next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 22-110, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,752,861 to Osage LLC for business development investment capital and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman. ONCA 22-110 will be assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. Next item on the agenda is General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Bickhorst.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading in ONCA 2282, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,811,473 to the Pahuskahuila of American Rescue Plan Act funds for the continuation and completion of a new facility project and establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. I'd like to read ONCA 2294, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $19,351,458 in tribal and non-tribal funds and establish an alternate effective date. Section 5, CDIB, Section 10, EPA, Section 11, EPA GAP, Section 12, EPA UIC, Section 18, JOM, Section 19, Law Enforcement, Section 21, NAHASDA, Section 22, NAHASDA Admin, Section 23, Office of Self-Governance, Section 24, Project Piston, Section 25, Real Estate Services, Section 26, Roads, Section 30, Transportation, and Section 32, Wildland Fire. May I continue?
Continue, please.
Reading ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422 and to establish an alternate effective date. And I'm sorry I wasn't fast enough on this section. I do not have the titles, but it's section 16, 17, 21, 43, 61, 62, 63, and 64.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Next item on the agenda is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. We have ONCA 2273, an act to amend ONCA 1439 to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed?
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. I would like to offer an amendment on page 1, lines 35, after including, insert, single coverage health insurance at the rate paid by the nation or the cash equivalent at its total cost. Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.
There is a motion on the floor for an amendment with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Madam Speaker, point of order.
I'm sorry. We don't need that second, and it will.
Madam Speaker, point of order.
Congressman Potts.
It would still need a second. It's not voted on today.
Correct. Thank you. It will be on General Order Day 3 on tomorrow's agenda. Next, we have ONCR 2210, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit with P3 for a professional services contract to assist with the Enhanced Tribal Card ETC project. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Seeing none, the bill will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next, we are on bills and resolutions on third reading.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to notice that the Appropriations Committee meeting will be immediately following session.
Congresswoman. We are on bills and resolutions on third reading.
Oh, so sorry, I jumped ahead.
Okay. The first item that we have is ONCA 2279, an act to amend 11 ONC Section 4-102 of the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund to include an annual Career Tech Assistance Grant for students attending technical schools and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak for or against ONCA 2279? Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Good morning, Assistant Chief, members of Congress, those listening in. I'd like to start by saying I support career tech and our students and our people utilizing career tech to further their educations or trade school in any way that they feel fits their needs. Today, I have received just a little bit ago some information from the from Mr. Zahn at Executive, also some information from the Director of our Education Department, Ms. Wildcat. At this time, we have a career training program that does exist, and the tuition fees, books, and supplies in our handbook is covered. What may not be covered are things that, I'm going to give an example of a possibility of things not covered. So there's a requirement for career techs and trade schools that has a list of your tuition, and then it has a list of supplies that are needed for your coursework. An example would be a nurse who's in LPN school. It's required for that nurse who goes to a VOTech to have a stethoscope, a pair of scrubs, appropriate shoes that would be required. An example is they need to be leather, and they must have a back on them. What isn't required, and one pair of scrubs, that is just an example. What isn't required is a second pair of scrubs. And so in visiting and understanding some of the supply issue is that there is a supply issue where an individual is required to have a certain supply to finish the coursework. But there's other things that they can purchase, but it's not required. And currently in our handbook, the supply, in my understanding, list is covered. I'm not going to support these bills today because there is a solution that that can be utilized through the Education Department with policy. And continuing to work on this, what Executive would like to do at this point in looking at these two bills is that there's a lot of questions out there about who's going to administer this program. And Scholarship America, at this point, it's not been negotiated within the contract for this particular grant. Again, I'm not against helping our students who want to go to career tech. The option to look at is that the, let me just a second here. The need for a support to increase the career training scholarship due to the recent increases across the state for higher education and career training is something that we can look at instead, and increasing the dollar amount for the per credit hour, which we have done for in last session for the higher education scholarship at research universities. And then also increasing the clock hour rate, which is something that vocational schools do, and to $8 an hour, and increasing the per credit hour at career training institutes to $250 per credit hour, and inserting this in the direct assistance line in the current education bill. And the total cost with 75 students, 60 were funded last year, 65 this year, and if we went up to 75 next year, it would be $71,000. But this is just basically information to say that there is a way to do this, and I'd like to continue to be able to, you know, discuss these situations on how we can do this in the future. And so at today, at this point in time, I feel I'm not going to support this bill or the following bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 2279? Congresswoman Rebord.
Thank you, Speaker. So I was just notified of the same this morning, of the same, I guess, concern with regards to the education program. As we're aware of, we do offer this assistance for vocational training and support services through our financial assistance department that serves our folks in our jurisdictional boundaries, and our education department who serves people, our folks that live anywhere. So I'm going to be voting no, not that I don't support, well, because there's nothing to support, I guess you'd say. There's not this support or direct service is already provided. I was not aware that it was provided through the education department. But last night I started looking through their handbook that's available on the website. And I spoke to other Congress members this morning. And so I'll be voting no. And, you know, if I had, or if the director herself came and told us during her committee meeting that she needed more dollars in this area to serve our people, then I most certainly would be supporting this bill. But as it is now, it just seems like it's not required. So I'll be voting no. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Well, my comments this morning are, I think if there's a need that we can help our students, they need to be helped, especially in today's economy, high inflation, everything. And if we can do it now, let's do it now. Why do we have to wait? And as for being contacted by some of our programs, no one contacted me. Why is only just a few members contacted with this additional information? Why didn't it go out to the whole Congress? I think if there's any kind of information out there that we need to know before we vote on this, I think it should go out to the whole Congress, not just to a few. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other member?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bickhorst.
I just wanted to say that during the presentation, Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just wanted to say during the director's report, she listed out a number of programs that they were funding. And one of those categories was career tech. So after I got to reading Congressman Potts' legislation, it kind of confused me on why we were creating a law when they already have a policy on it. So for those reasons, I will be a no vote also.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other member? Seeing none, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just a little bit ago. Twice we've heard that today. Actually, three times. The last time we heard that was during the Education Committee meetings, in which other members in this body still said that the need was greater. That's the current offer. The need was greater. That's why this bill is before you today. I wasn't informed, essentially, of additional information, but I was informed this morning that my bill would die. The hoops that this body and others continue to go through to vote down legislation continues to astound me. The need for legislation was debated extensively in the previous Congress and in this Congress and by our Education Committee. To say I'm disappointed is an understatement. I was informed this morning that talks have been occurring in the last few days about my bill. Never once has my phone rang. Never once have I been approached. Never once. So I'll simply move forward with a few reminders for this body. We've known since the beginning, when we started the discussions about increasing the per credit hour amount of the baccalaureate colleges, which is where this conversation started, we knew from then that our career tech scholarship that was already in place was not sufficient. We wanted more. We knew that if that amount was already in the budget and we claimed our education department was utilizing that for tuition, and if they do utilize it for her tuition, there is no additional money that rolls over to school for supplies. That's why this bill was written. Because what is in the current education department budget is not sufficient. We wanted more for our students. But some in this body and others have continued and will continue, I assume, to impugn my character and motives for having not previously provided such assistance to our career tech students despite years of inaction prior to me being here. Yet when the opportunity comes today to pass this law to provide further grant assistance for our students, I now hear of maneuvering behind the scenes days before, moments before, to kill this bill. But there's a last-minute amendment coming to the Education Department budget that'll save the day from other members of this body. I had our legislative budget analyst reach out to the executive branch. Let me read what is in the official fiscal analysis. Quote, information was requested on the number of unique applicants who were awarded the Career Tech Training Scholarship in the 2021 and 2022 academic year, but that information was not provided. I don't care how this happens, I truly don't, so long as our students are served at the end of the day. I will rest assured tonight that my legislation has at least spurred the executive branch to do a better job of serving our students, a power which I guess we now concede this administration has had all along, but just hasn't done. Others will privately celebrate the death of this bill, the need for which was approved unanimously by our Education Committee. I'll leave it here. The increases Congresswoman Lemon has alluded to, I would support. Those need to be changes in Osage law. It's not just extensively executive policy. I will support that. I'd even write the legislation on it. But perhaps then this bill would be reintroduced to combat that bill. Sooner or later, we're going to figure out that we're all on the same side. I believe that. As sure as I believe our career tech students still need this assistance today. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 2279 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Speaker Goodfox?
No. The bill fails. The next item on our agenda is ONCA 2280, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Education Scholarship Fund Act 11 ONC Section 3-103, to create and define a new career tech assistant grant category and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. How would you like to proceed, sir?
Madam Speaker, I'd like to make a motion to withdraw ONCA 2280.
Second.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries, and ONCA 2280 has been withdrawn. Next item on our agenda is motions and notices. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to notice the Appropriations Committee meeting will be immediately following session until 12 o'clock. We'll start at 10. We'll start at 10:50. Also like to make a motion that ONCA 2294 and ONCA 2295 be held on general order day one until the other bills catch up to it.
The other sections?
Mm-hmm, the other sections.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed. Motion carries. Congresswoman Rivard, we're still in motions and notices.
Thank you, Speaker. Commerce, Gaming, and Land will meet this afternoon from 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn to Monday at 10 a.m.
Second.
Discussion? She did say Monday. It's up to the body. Congressman Maker.
I guess I'm out of loop again. Well, why is that reason for Monday?
Allow room for more meetings, I guess.
There's a motion on the floor and a second that we're still in discussion. We have tomorrow's meetings. It's entirely up to the body. We do have a congressional affairs that is at 10:30 tomorrow. We have health and social services from 1 to 3 tomorrow. Right now, those are the only meetings noticed at this time.
I can withdraw the motion.
If there's no more discussion, we are, we have a second, and I'll do a roll call vote.
Okay.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. Motion passes. We are adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m.